Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey everybody, how you doing? This is Silver and Black Briar. This is Bill Williamson. This is our off-season program. And you know what? The off-season is disappearing like a son of a gun. Next time we'll talk, the Raiders have been reported. They report next Tuesday. We'll do our next show on Tuesday, the 27th. Exciting times. It's getting there. And I feel pretty good about our content today. We've got some stuff to talk about. Let's just jump in. You know what we do. We try to make you the most informed Raider fan in the nation. Because this is my job. This is your passion. You can't spend all your time, but I can catch up in 15, 10, 20 minutes. Quickly tell you what's going on, what it means. Will it happen? And we'll get you in and we'll get you back to your life. I'm not one of these guys that drone and drone and drone. So, there you go. One thing last week I forgot to mention, we did a lot of Derek Carr talk because he was at that golf tournament in Tahoe. If you weren't there, you should go next year. It's a great thing. He talked about a lot of subjects. And one that I forgot to mention, the whole Tom Brady, when I think he was on the LeBron James show, where he's like, that MF-er, that mofo, you're sticking with that. And there's speculation that it was Derek Carr, and Derek Carr was asked about it. He says he was told that it wasn't him. He said he had good sources. Who was it? Who knows? Was it Tom Brady? Probably not. Was it Tom Brady's agent? Probably not. Probably somebody in the Raiders going, oh, don't worry about it. We were never that into Brady anyways. I heard there was at least one person who was very interested in Brady. And then, of course, Trent Brown was saying, hey, hope we can get him. He told me that last year. So I don't know. It was interesting. Derek Carr, last month when he said, hey, I'm going to miss Gabe Jackson. I'm going to miss Ronnie Hudson. He didn't say anything about Trent Brown. For whatever reason, I don't know. He just didn't. Who cares if Carr was that mofo or not? Just all talk. We got too tied up in talk. If it doesn't have an effectability of how it can change things on the field, it's all noise. And, and I'm in a business where there's a lot of noise. So, maybe I contributed to that sometimes. But I like talking about substantial stuff. And over the years, I've noticed that the hunger and the thirst for substantial NFL information has really been outweighed by sensationalism. And a lot of it's social media driven. I'm old enough, I've covered NFL teams when there was no social media. The good old days. But I hope Derek Carr doesn't spend much time worrying about that because it's no big deal. Moving right along. We do a lot of polls at Silver and Black Pride. We're very inclusive. We want fan engagement. And we do polls to involve and let people have their voices heard. And, oh, by the way, we got new staff members at Silver and Black Pride. B.D. Williams, Marcus Johnson, and Matt Holder. All excellent. All know the Raiders well. All do stuff that I really don't, and that's kind of film work and scouting. I'm a journalist. These guys are kind of on the scouting side. So it gives a good, it mixes it up. I kind of worry about the news. They kind of go inside, the film work, if you will. And I think it's a great addition and it's a great fit. And it's a good site. Anyways, going back to those, we do polls on expectations. And I'm very, I did a poll on who do you think the biggest addition this year was. My thought, it was Yannick Ngakoue. I screw that name up all the time. Well, fans thinks it's because I had the fans give them a chance to say it, and they think it's Gus Bradley. A lot of expectations on Gus Bradley. I had who's going to lead the team in interceptions this year. Overwhelming Trayvon Morig, the second round pick, safety. He's going to be the interception leader, according to fans, for a team who had just 10 interceptions last year. Who's going to be the X factor on this team? You know, a guy who may not be a star, but somebody whose work will be just paramount to the Raiders' success in 2021. I thought it was going to be Andre James, the center, or Casey Hayward, the veteran cornerback. In a runaway, it's Henry Ruggs. The fans really think. So it's just fascinating. Another one we have on right now that's open. Do you think the Raiders are going to make the playoffs? Runaway, yes. Fans think the Raiders are going to make the playoffs this year. So there's a lot of expectations and a lot of hope. And, you know, that's what you do. It's this time of year. But it's fascinating. I'm not saying any of this stuff is wrong. I'm just saying it's really fascinating to look at. There's talk that Xavier Howard may be available in a trade. We're talking about that tomorrow on the site. You know, this guy, he wants a lot of money. He had 10 interceptions last year, just as many as the Raiders did. We'll see. It would cost a lot. First round plus. I mean, this is a team that has put a lot of capital in the secondary, draft capital. Do you do it again? I don't know. He's a good player. I mean, I'm not saying no, so check that story out. You know, some sad news in the NFL, Richard Sherman, you know, he was arrested. Some issues that apparently, you know, allegedly involved drinking and driving and an issue at an in-law's house. He said he has some personal problems. He's been connected to the Raiders. That's why I mentioned it. So is he a guy? They signed Hayward anyways. They probably weren't going to sign him, but he's connected to Gus Bradley, as is Hayward. You know, let's Richard Sherman's a bright light for the league. Let's hope he gets everything together. I want to see people do well in life. So there you go. I think Vic Tafer had this little thing that I saw it from Vic. I don't know if Mayock may have said somewhere else. But anyways, Mike Mayock, the GM, of course, said that Corey Littleton was thinking too much last year. Hopefully the new staff can work on that and he doesn't have to think as much. And Gus Bradley has said, you know, this is a defense that you don't have to think that much. You just go. So maybe, hey, what if Corey Littleton could be that X factor, right? I mean, certainly getting paid enough. The expectations are high. Tom Flores, I talked to him last week, broke a little news. His presenter into the Hall of Fame is going to be none other than Carol Davis, widow of Al, mother of Mark, the matriarch of the Raiders. When I talked to Tom about it, I didn't know who he was going to tell me. But it blew me away. It's so neat. This is the first player or coach that Carol Davis is ever presenting into the Hall of Fame. And what presenting means, and now they do it on videotape, it's just before that person is inducted, somebody kind of in close to their career kind of introduces them. And it's a cool honor. And I think it's just phenomenal. It's going to be on Sunday, August 8th. Tom is going to be, there's 7 live players from the people from the 21 class that starts at 4 p.m. Pacific. Tom Flores will speak second. Charles Woodson will be the last speaker. Very cool evening. Some off-field news from the Raiders the last few days. Kirby Wilson, the running backs coach, has retired. Odd timing. Don't want to speculate. They haven't announced a replacement. I would think it's going to be somebody in-house at this point because, you know, they're already through the offseason. They're already through the mini camps. They're just right at camp. Gruden will probably promote somebody. And another off-field move that got a lot of news, but it doesn't really affect the team play on the field whatsoever, is Mark Badane, the team president, the business guy, the last 30 years, started as a training camp driver, worked his way all the way up to president, instrumental in the move to the Las Vegas. And the move to Las Vegas really isn't over because they haven't played in front of folks in Allegiant yet. And he's been kind of spearheading that and spearheading all the other events, whether it's concerts or soccer events at Allegiant. And he just up and resigned on Monday. And it's odd. Again, no reason to speculate. Dan Ventrell, who's been their general counsel, is president on an interim basis. So again, I don't think you have to worry about it affecting a football team. Remember, you know, when Amy Trask left, she left very abruptly, too. She left, like, the weekend after the draft on a Saturday in May. So it's not going to affect anything. It's just, you know, just a little odd, but who knows? You know, who knows? Mark's always been a good guy to me, and I'm wishing the best in what he does. You know, the Las Vegas is not going to try to get the combine this year. You know, it's up for bid after this coming year in Indianapolis, but Las Vegas is not going to try to get it. I thought it would be a good fit for them, but it's not going to happen. So that's where Derek Carr was the eighth most accurate passer in the NFL last year. That's not too shabby, right? Not too shabby. Damon Allen, the younger brother of Marcus, you may have heard of him. He's joining the Raiders coaching staff as part of the Bill Walsh Minority Fellowship Program. This training camp will be with the Raiders. Really cool. You know, there's a lot of third-round picks still unsigned because there's just some kind of contract issues there. And number 79 pick overall, pass rusher Malcolm Kuntz, and number 80 overall linebacker slash safety Divine Diablo are among those third-round picks that aren't signed. But there are a couple signed today. Raiders need these guys signed by next Tuesday. I expect it to happen. NFL Network is going to live show a bunch of games, and including the Raiders Week 2 against the Rams and Week 3 against the 49ers. Week 2 against the Rams is Saturday night. Sunday is the 49ers. And the Week 1, August 14th, they open up against the Seahawks. Raiders will practice with the Rams on August 18th in Irvine, California, I think it's for 2 days. I told you I have a lot of information. Banging through this stuff. You know, joint practices are good. Before they play the Rams, you get to practice other people, you see other faces, you mix it up a little bit. This has been going on for years in the NFL, and it's a fun thing. You know, there's talk that the Raiders might go after Melvin Ingram. Well, that's not going to happen. He's a Steeler. That's okay. They got enough guys. You know, everybody's talking about Devontae, and let's finish the show here. A lot of people talk about Devontae Adams possibly becoming a Raider next year. But what about Allen Robinson, another NFC North stud receiver? Is he as good as Adams? Maybe not. But the dude has 200 catches in the last 2 years. I think offense, a Waller and Renfro, that's just receivers. That's pretty freaking terrifying for defenses. He's probably going to be a free agent next year. We don't know if Adams is going to be a free agent. You know, he might get a deal done with the Packers. He might get franchised. But, you know, Allen Robinson is probably not going to get franchised a second straight year. So it could happen. There's already odds on 9 teams signing him next year, and the Raiders are one of those tied for 6th place at 14-1. I'd put a ducat if I were a betting man, and sometimes I can be. Just put that name away, Allen Robinson. All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed it. Again, no, this is no fluff show, no fluff zone. We just go, we go, we go until we're done, and we're done now. So I'm going to say goodbye. Next week's training camp, let's get it done. Have fun. Be safe. This is Bill Williamson. This is Silverback Pride. You take care.